Now, another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Tough loss to the Red Sox yesterday, and a lot of people probably look at some plays in the latter part of that ball game. But, I mean, really comes down to, I think, the 13 left on base, just not able to get enough big hits in that game.
Yeah, it was a tough game for us because they took advantage of all their opportunities, or most of them, and then we felt like we had opportunities, and while we took care of a few of them, it always feels like some that we left out on the bases, and proud of our guys for continuing to fight. We put ourselves in great position to come up with a big hit. We had a ton of quality at-bats, just not the big one.
We're seeing Brian McCann continue to excel against left-handed pitching. Well, against all pitching, but especially lefties. You know, had the RBI single in yesterday's ball game. Leads left-handed hitters in the majors in home runs and RBIs against left-handed pitching. And I mean, it's really been impressive to watch kind of his evolution from where he was last year.
He is, and he took it upon himself to make a few subtle changes with body alignment. His path, his direction's a lot better. He does have the pull power, but he's been, a few base hits up the middle. He's beaten the shift to left field a couple of times. So he's adapted to how they're approaching him. And more importantly, it's been his discipline. You know, I know he walked on four straight pitches when the reliever came in to get him out. But it was nice to see him just be patient. He's got a great plan against left-handed pitching. And to be honest with you, I go by the schedule and who he's going to catch more so than I do who he's going to face, because he's so exceptional against lefties.
Joe Musgrove, I mean, we've seen so many Astros starting pitchers go down. Musgrove, his second start after coming off the DL, a little limited in his first start, but good to finally talk about Joe just being healthy and pitching into the sixth inning.
Yeah, and it's good that he's healthy, and you know, he does have a tendency to fade a little bit as the game gets longer. And it's always one pitch or just one mis-executed slider and Bogarts hits the homer, or one sort of four-pitch walk at the end of his outing that's created a little bit of chaos. So it's a continual evolution for him to get over the hump and pitch six solid innings as opposed to five and change or four and change. And he has the pitches to do it. I think as he learns the league and learns how to execute late in his outing, he's going to become a better pitcher.
Some good news on the injured starting pitcher front. Dallas Keuchel and Lance McCullers both scheduled to throw today. Keuchel playing catch, McCullers throwing a bullpen, and looks like McCullers is going to start on this road trip. But good to see those guys getting closer to coming back.
Yeah, it'll give a nice boost to the clubhouse just when you get your best pitchers back. McCullers is closer than Keuchel. You know, it's nice to have them both doing something. Charlie Morton's soon to go out on a rehab assignment. Colin McHugh is advancing his rehab program as well. So there is light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know how far that light is away. The number one returnee will be McCullers, hopefully this weekend if today goes well. But again, having these guys have some programs that are starting to be aggressive is a breath of fresh air.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
Every baseball fan has a big league dream, and DraftKings wants to make them come true with the Big League Call-Up. We're offering 30 special contests over 30 days. Each winner will receive a different once-in-a-lifetime experience. You could be taking batting practice on the field, throwing out the first pitch before a game, or acting as general manager for the day.
Houston Astros select Carlos Correa.
That's just to name a few. Step up to the plate at DraftKings.com and get ready to make your big league debut. DraftKings, the game inside the game.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks ahead of a 7-game road trip for the Astros, the first four with the Oakland A's, and I'm with Will Harris, relief pitcher, and what's it feel like? You guys got in real late last night, close to probably 2:30, 3 o'clock before you got to bed. Did you get enough sleep?
Yeah, I got plenty of sleep. You know, it's 5 o'clock back home in Houston, so I'm pretty sure everybody was pretty tired by the time they got to their rooms. I got some good sleep, felt pretty normal, woke up this morning, grabbed some lunch, and at the ballpark feeling good, ready to win a game.
When you get to a climate like this in Northern California, lack of humidity, I know some pitchers feel like the ball gets a little more slick. Do you find that to be the case?
No doubt. You're not sweating as much, sitting in the bullpen. You're not getting the lather going whenever you're warming up. But, we've been in the division now for 3 years, pitched in Colorado, Arizona. So it's not something I'm not too unfamiliar with. Yeah. So you just take your, normal precautions and, whatever sweat you may have coming off your brow, you tend to use that a little bit on your hands and, make the adjustment.
I got a question for you, Will. I mean, obviously, you guys have been hit in the rotation for the starters down, and the length of the starters took a hit. You guys took a lot of innings. You guys have added on. How do you feel like these guys are getting now? You're starting to see better starts, more length out of the starters. Are you guys getting a little bit back to where you were?
Yeah, I think anything, you know, you can, they get some rapport with AJ, you know, they show they can go deep into games. I think he's more apt to letting them go a little bit deeper and get a little bit higher in their pitch counts. You know, he does that with Dallas because Dallas obviously has a longer leash than most guys just because he's earned that right. And so it's been good to see these guys compete, you know, Martez with, you know, he competed really well the other night for us. Obviously, Joe competed well for us last night, Paulino the night before. So, yeah, you know, we don't expect anything less, you know. This is the big leagues. These guys are all professionals, and you know, they know their job is to pitch deep into games, and that's what's all on their minds every time they go out there.
You go on a road trip like this, playing two teams in your division. Is it unsaid? You guys don't even have to talk about how important these games are right now to try to further your lead in the division.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen Oakland and Seattle for a little while, so you know, I'm sure that maybe their lineup's a little bit different the last time we've seen them. So we kind of want to look at that. I know we're facing a guy tonight we don't think we've ever faced before. Right. You know. Here in Oakland, so yeah, it's division games are always really, really important. You know, just kind of want to get an idea of what their lineup looks like now and go from there. But we've played well against these two teams earlier in the year, so I'm sure they're kind of looking to come out and play a little better baseball against us right now. So, you know, hopefully we can come out and just play well and do our thing.
Last thing, Will, when you guys go over another team, you guys have your pitchers meeting before a series. Mm-hmm. How does that typically go for relievers compared to starters? Do you guys get an in-depth look, or do you guys refer to notes later on in the series?
We kind of probably get around the same kind of look as the starter does. You know, we kind of see, you know, who, you know, what, how we want to attack each guy, and we kind of a little bit more personalized for, you know, individuals, your stuff and stuff like that. So, you know, I don't throw the same stuff as Luke throws, and you know, Kenny doesn't throw the same stuff as me. So, you try and, you know, find out what your safe zones are and figure out from there. But at the same time, you know, you watch the game, you see what guys are doing, you make your own adjustments from there. And then the guys behind the plate with Evan and Brian are definitely the best scouting reports you can get.
There you go. That's Will Harris. Let's get on a roll.
All right. Thanks, man.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.